Cubs and Dodgers, and what a pitching matchup we would have. Alex Wood against Jake Arrieta. Let's take it to the bottom of the third. Chase Utley at the plate.
That ball's hammered to deep center. Haps back on it. Still going. Turns. Watches it go. On back-to-back nights, Chase Utley's gone deep. Dodgers lead 1-0. And a 2-1. Rendall slashes one to left center field. That splits the gap and bounces off the wall. Corey Seager headed for the plate. Russell's relay is not in time, and an RBI double for Yasmani Grandal. 20 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. He gets half at the bottom of the zone. Baez down swinging. Curveball through the back door to finish off Arrieta. Alex Wood has 8 strikeouts over 5 shutout innings.
Now the 3-1, Gonzalez with a fly ball to center field. It's deep, it's on its way, and the first home run of the year for Adrian Gonzalez. A 2-run shot directly over the wall in straightaway center, and the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
4-0 Dodgers is your final score. Jake Arrieta goes 6 innings, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits while striking out 9. Alex Wood couldn't be touched. 8 strikeouts, just 2 hits in 5 innings pitched. He improves to 6-0 and extends his scoreless inning streak to 25 1/3. Adrian Gonzalez hits his first home run of the year in the Dodgers' 4-0 victory against the Cubs on Friday night. Here's Gonzalez on the win.
Just trying to put the ball in play. I've just been working on things mechanically, and things have been feeling better the last few days. And, just trying to stay with the work I've been doing. And, that was a good swing. My last at-bat was a good swing. The first two at-bats, not so great. But, it's a work in progress, but it's progressing in the right direction.
You have never complained about anything. And when they finally put you on the DL to get healthy, it's made a world of difference since your return. How much were you struggling, and how much is it better for you considering you are healthy?
Well, it's always better to play when you're healthy. When you're not healthy, it's no fun. You're fighting your body rather than fighting the opposing pitcher. So, it's good to feel better out there. And now it's just about eliminating all the bad mechanics I created when I wasn't healthy.
All 5 of the Dodgers' hits tonight off of Arrieta were on fastballs. How are you guys able to capitalize on that particular pitch?
Well, we're just looking for it to be aggressive. He's got a lot of great off-speed pitches, and if you start letting the fastball beat you, then he's going to beat you with everything. So. We were ready for balls in the strike zone, and we're ready to be aggressive.
A lot of respect for Arrieta, but a lot of respect for Alex Wood. 5 innings today, 91 pitches, but 8 punchouts through those 5. What have you seen from him in his outings?
He's been aggressive. He's kept the ball down and just attacked the strike zone. And his pitches have been crisp. And, even their opposing hitters get to first base, and they're like, his fastball's got extra life, and his breaking ball is very sharp. So, obviously it's keeping hitters off balance.
Appreciate your time. Nice job.
Thank you.
Dave Roberts and the Dodgers able to pull it off against the Cubs on Friday as they shut them out 4-0. Here's the Dodgers skipper on the win.
No, he competed, and I think that, with what those guys, those at-bats, those guys put on Alex, quality at-bats, but, got a big double play there, put the ball on the ground, got the punch when he needed. So, yeah, he didn't go as deep as he might have liked and been as efficient. But, you got to tip your hats to those guys. They were spoiling some good pitches. But for him to go give us 5 innings, and then Petey to give us 2 big innings, and to finish up with Hatch, 2 big innings. So it was good baseball game all the way around, to see Chase break out, Adrian breakout. So hopefully there's more of that to come.
You continue to talk about how reliable and dependable naturally Kershaw is, but is Alex a 1A at this point?
I think so. I think that, you talk about confidence in a player, and he's as confident as any player I've ever been around. So he prepares, he works hard, and he's very confident. And now when you got that and he's healthy, and, in spring training he told me he's as healthy as he's been in recent memory. So I think that that obviously lends itself to confidence. But right now, yeah, you can look at him as a 1A.
Did you think it would take the 49th game before Adrian
did his first one? I would have had the under on that one. But, he's been kind of dealing with some injuries and timing and, as he says, rhythm. So I really haven't seen him get into a ball like that in a couple years. So Hopefully that's and even some of the line drive the other night, some of the balls he's hit on the ground going the other way, it's just coming off a lot better. So hopefully he's figured something out.
Have you seen a change in him from when he's come back from the DL as opposed to before?
I don't know mechanically, and he could speak to that, but I think for me it's just the visual of seeing the ball accelerate off the barrel is just better for me. Relief, gratitude. It was a little. It was funny to watch his relief. You don't expect a guy that's got as many career homers in his career to have his first homer of the year and be so relieved. But I think there was a huge weight off his shoulders.
Things pick up for the two teams on Saturday. John Lackey takes the hill for the Cubs. He'll face the Dodgers' Brandon McCarthy.